You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What I'd like Denver Bronco fans to do is cast your eyes to the east right now. You'll notice that the sun is coming up.
Yeah, everything's going to be fine. my wife wakes up just shortly after me. She gets up at 4 a.m., so I get to see her a little bit before I leave. And the first words to me were, "Don't talk to me." Just don't talk to me. I went to bed right when the fourth quarter kind of started up, so she stayed up and finished the game, so I didn't know how it ended. So yeah. I got a pretty good impression by those first few words this morning.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny because I was going to go to bed, and I did, but then I opened up my iPad, and I pulled up, you know, sports thing, and I was kind of watching, not the game, but I was watching like the play-by-play of it.
Okay.
So I could see what happened, and I saw, you know, last night, I was like, wait a minute, what? It's fourth down, and then all this time was going by. I was like, shouldn't they be running a play?
What's going on?
And then I saw what happened.
So anyway, a bit of heartbreaker. I mean, you lose by 1 point, too. I mean, that's just, that sucks. It does suck.
But look to the east. In 4 minutes, the sun will pop up over the horizon.
Everything's going to be good.
4 minutes from now.
I blame the Seahawks uniforms. They were too bright, too distracting. Mm. And my second observation, that Pete Carroll, he loves chewing his gum, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a hard chewer.
My gosh. I wonder what his jaw feels like, you know, today. He gives that gum some hell, doesn't he?
He's something. But I tell you what, man, I'd like to be in his shape when I'm his age.
He's 70.
Yeah, it's going to be 71 this week.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Broncos will win this coming Sunday, so don't worry about it. What else? I've got another local story that just made me laugh, so I just want to throw it in. Did you see the story of the two women who left the wedding reception out at Cherry Creek State Park? Did
no,
you see that story?
They
were at a wedding reception at Cherry Creek State Park, and they drove their car down a boat ramp into the reservoir. Arapahoe County Sheriff's rescued them from the car that was about 75 feet offshore. The driver told deputies that, yeah, she'd had a few drinks at the party.
Yep.
And didn't see the reservoir. She was issued a summons for a DUI. Oh, so they saved both
good
women
reception, huh?
Alive and well. Emmy Awards were last night. I don't really care about award shows.
Same.
Bunch of Hollywood types all patting themselves on the back.
Giving just everybody lectures. And
wow. I will say that two of my favorite shows won big last night. Succession won for Best Drama Series on TV. I'm telling you, you should watch that show.
Okay.
And Ted Lasso took the prize for comedies.
That's a great show. Yeah, that's good.
You know,
good for them.
Both very well deserved.
Very nice.
The only other things, let's see, internationally, I was looking at the story this morning about stuff that was going on during the Queen of England's funeral procession, that they were jeering and booing Prince Andrew, and somebody was yelling out from the crowd, calling him a sick old man.
I did see that. And then that guy was arrested for disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
For speaking his mind.
And then apparently there's all these people worried and concerned over King Charles's fingers.
I saw this, and you know, we don't want to body shame or health shame, but I mean, how can you miss his sausage fingers?
I think the main thing that I'm coming at is that people were worried that there's a health issue with
him. Right.
But doctors are saying no, his
could
finger
be
he's
arthritis.
Fine. Just sometimes your body retains fluids. You know, there are people listening right now who know exactly what I'm talking about.
There's a lot of memes going around about his hands. One of my favorites the other day said, "The monarchy is in good hands, but these are the hands," and it was a close-up of his fingers. And poor guy.
Didn't people
used
to always
really big
give
fingers.
John McCain grief about his hands and everything? We just pick on politicians and royalty's hands.
I feel bad for his hands. You can't take your eyes off him once you see him.
Leave him alone. My favorite story of the day is this study that comes out of two universities. One of them was Harvard.
Ooh.
And they wanted to find out at what age do kids start to realize we are full of crap.
Yep.
Because, you know, it's
I've wondered
a beautiful
that, actually.
Thing. It's a beautiful thing when you can BS your children. When they're 3-4 years old, you can tell them anything and they'll look up at you and totally believe what you're telling them.
Yeah.
So if you are snarky, like we happen to be on this show and we are both parents, you mess with your kids. Well, they found out that kids start getting a little skeptical when they're around 4, But by the time they're 6 years old, they have figured out that we are full of it, and they don't buy our crap anymore.
By six, huh?
That's too bad.
That is too bad. Oh, I still jack with my kids, and they're older than that. And
I think I get them going a few times. I think it's a parent's responsibility.
Yes, 100%.
To BS their kids all they can. It gets them ready for the real world.
Oh, I'm going on a field trip with Reed next week. Where's that
going
to
be?
That Ameritown place where they go they have to run the town and everything. So I volunteered to go on that field trip. And I can't wait. I just want to embarrass him somehow on the field trip.
Yeah, that's a dad's responsibility.
I tell him I love him a lot. Yeah.
What else is trending?
The old penis rocket is trending this morning. Jeff Bezos' PP rocket crashed back to Earth shortly after liftoff yesterday. It's the first launch incident for his space travel company. Luckily, the capsule was only carrying experiments, and it managed to parachute safely down to the ground.
Yeah, the thing is, if you read that story, it's really fascinating because it's this milliseconds after the computers realized there was a problem, it jettisoned that capsule.
I watched the video of it multiple times because you see the flames coming out like a normal rocket engine as it goes up, and then you see something go wrong, and there's more flames than there should be. And as soon as that happens, boom, it blows the tip off, and it fires way up into the sky, and then the parachutes come out. And I mean, it's a bit of a black eye for his company, but yet it's also an attaboy because his safety systems are working.
I tend to agree with some of the comments that people are making that this is the kind of success failure you want.
Yes, absolutely.
Because they learn from it.
Yep.
And they fix things, and so it doesn't happen like that again. The next failure will be something else that they can learn from.
Yeah, so it's actually...
It's like a metaphor of life, Jeremy.
Is it, DT?
We need to fail in order to learn.
That's another thing I try to get
into the heads of parents. Let your children fail every once in a while.
Yeah, that's good. I like that a lot.
Shut up, Jeremy.
No, that's good. Really, these things mean
a
lot to
people.
Your
kids need to be like that rocket. They need to fail, but at the same time, have a nice parachute landing.
Blow your tip off every now and then,
is what I say.
That's my word of advice right there. You got to blow your tip off every now and then. Leonardo DiCaprio, what? He might be going after a 27-year-old, Dom? What? That's ancient for him. Model Gigi Hadid. She's 27 years old. Did I pronounce that right? I think I did.
I think so. She was in a relationship with some pop singer. Who was she in a relationship with?
You bet she was.
Was it Harry Styles or somebody? I'll look it up.
Sounds familiar. Anyway, sources are saying he's sniffing around an older woman now, because what's the rule? Like, as soon as they hit 25, he dumps them? Because he's a P.I.G. pig.
That's just rude.
He is rude. So anyway, I hope it works out for those kids. What'd you find? You don't know.
Hold on. Zayn. She dated Zayn.
In Zayn in the Membrane.
And
others.
And others. Anyway, right. At least Zayn. I knew she was with some pop singer.
Yeah.
All right,
is this good or gross? Kellogg's is unveiling new single-serve containers of cereal called Instabowls, where you just have to add water. Why water? Because there's powdered milk at the bottom. So you fill each one halfway with cold water, you stir it up a little bit, you get your milk, and you get your cereal. I'm going to go in the gross camp versus good on that one, I think. That sounds kind of nasty. Each bowl's $2. Going to be available at Walmart. You can get Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Raisin Bran, and that's about it. So in a pinch, you can now have cereal if you want. This is kind of neat. There's a hot new app for dog owners out there that have dogs but no yard for their dogs to go run around in. This goes back to multiple conversations that we've had where you can pretty much sell anything online or in an app now. It's called Sniff Spot. So basically, people are going on and listing their backyards to be rented out as your own personal pet park or dog park.
It's just a place for them to poop.
It's a place for them to poop and run around. It's only you and your dog. There's no other dogs allowed. They say it's a safe spot for you and your pet, and you can now host your backyard, and people can rent it for their pets. So You can sell anything online. I don't think I want to do that because I don't want to pick up poop. But, you know, kind of a good idea. And then real quick, somewhat of a local story. Someone online ranked the best city for beer lovers to visit based on breweries per capita, bars per capita, beer prices, and then how much hotels and Airbnbs cost around the area, because I guess you drink too much and you got to crash.
Are we? Tell me we're at least top five.
We're top five. We fell at number four. It went Chicago, Portland, Milwaukee, and then D-Town. So I could see that. We've got a lot of breweries and stuff around the area. So
I don't see Chicago.
I didn't understand
Milwaukee,
that one either.
Yes.
Milwaukee. They say it's the cheapest place to stay, and the beer prices are good out there.
You know, Seattle / Portland, did you say them?
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I see that. Chicago kind of is a head scratcher.
Denver should have been a little higher, but yeah, we like our beer out here. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I got another dog story for our dog lovers today. If you make your way over to our Facebook page. Animal lovers in the UK have broken a bizarre world record after more than 100 dog owners and their pets turned up at a movie to watch 101 Dalmatians. And I think they brought 127 dogs to watch 101 Dalmatians. Pet people are crazy, man.
I would have been 73 miles away from there.
I would have been so far from that event. You have no idea.
That's a lot of leg.
That's a lot of butt sniffing. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, if you're a dog lover, head on over to our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.